talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st at the all-new Gelliard Center, downtown Charleston. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens at Family Circle Stadium every April. And also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot, and we'll be talking to Luke Frost, also Mike Levingston with Stax Nursery and Garden Center, Bonnie Aula with Fiber Seal of the Low Country, Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care, and also Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot, and they're located at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, right up near the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road. And now we're talking with Luke Frost with Leisure Depot. How you doing, Luke?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Luke, first of all, thank you to Leisure Depot for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and tell everybody about Leisure Depot.
Well, Leisure Depot is a locally owned and operated store here in North Charleston. We specialize in outdoor patio furniture, spas, outdoor kitchens, big green eggs, above ground pools, radiant pools. So something for everybody for their outdoor living.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And kind of paint a picture for our listeners of this massive showroom here at Leisure Depot. How many square feet do you have here?
Oof. To be honest, I don't know the total, but we have three warehouses full of stock that we are right now in the middle of our warehouse clearance sale. We're trying to get rid of our 2015 summer stock so we can accommodate our 2016 buys. We've got tremendous amount of outdoor space as well. We've now including fireplaces and pergolas, so we've expanded dramatically that way. But inside the showroom floor, we just have so much space of patio furniture and spas and grills and kitchens. We actually have a pergola inside. So there's certainly something for everybody inside the Leisure Depot.
Yeah, it's huge. I would say it's 10,000 plus square feet and easily. And, you know, that's nice. You don't want to go into a small showroom where you're limited. You want a nice big space. And it's not too big that you're going to get lost here, but it's certainly spacious. And you have lots and lots of different options of all the different products that Leisure Depot makes available. So a question I have for you.
Sure.
I see your TV commercials. I hear your radio commercials. And, you know, you end it with that we have all the fun kind of jingle. Is Leisure Depot a national company?
It's not a national company. It is locally owned and operated. We are, however, part of a large buying group. So with that large buying group, we do have the ability to partner up with those sister stores to go to manufacturers and work on our customers' behalf to get them the best price for the best available product.
Gotcha. Because, you know, there's a lot of big box stores here in the Charleston area, and I think, you know, you have a very professional marketing team,
And so it kind of appears as though Leisure Depot is a national company, but it's nice to know that you all are locally owned and operated.
Yeah, we have a tremendous staff here. We train every day. We have high-quality furniture. We have high-quality spas. We have something, again, for everybody. But the nice part about it is what differentiates us from, I guess, big-box retailers is that our product is designed to last a lifetime. If you have any questions or concerns about any product that you have from us, you have a source to go back to. You have a team in place that can help you with any issues that you may have. And we work for you on your behalf to ensure that you get the best product at the best price.
Gotcha. So we've got Christmas approaching, and everybody's kind of thinking about, what am I going to get so-and-so for a gift? And a lot of times people have hard-to-buy-for people on their list. Talk about some of the items available here at Leisure Depot that might be a great Christmas gift and also great for the cold weather that we're coming into now.
Well, sure. We've got a tremendous selection of items available for Christmas gifts, whether it be a Yeti cooler or even a Yeti Rambler cup. From there, we certainly have things like a Big Green Egg is a tremendous Christmas gift for any outdoor enthusiast. I personally own one, and it is just the best cooking machine I've ever owned.
Are they hard to use?
No, they're very easy. It's very similar to your traditional charcoal grill, except in that it can do really anything. You can cook bread on it. You can bake cakes on it. You can traditionally slow and low cook a Boston butt 250 for 10 hours. You can do Thanksgiving turkeys on the egg. And it's the moistest and juiciest food that I've ever had. From there, we certainly have ideas like spas in the winter months. Perhaps a fire table for your outdoor living space.
What's a fire table?
Well, rather than having a wood-burning fire pit, we have propane-based fire tables that allow people to have a room in your back patio. So with the heat from the fire table, but additionally provides a nice ambiance to your outdoor space. Surround that with some chairs. The tables also provide space for drinks, plates, so you can have a meal outside. And coming into the colder months, it's a really great idea. And the nice part about the propane base versus a wood burning is that with the wood burning, sometimes you're faced with playing the game of musical chairs because you don't know where the smoke is going to fly into your face. Where the propane, it's containable, it's strictly in one area, and it's not going to waft around and sort of get in your face and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of give you that ugh. But we've got a number of different options to choose from here at the store. We do provide wood-burning fire pits as well, but we specialize more in the propane-based.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. And so do you sell a lot of hot tubs this time of year when the weather does get cold?
We do. This is a tremendous time of year to look into spa purchasing. We carry four different brands of spas. We carry Dreammaker. We carry a brand called Mirror, which is a private label line by Four Winds Spas, specifically for Leisure Depot. We also carry Bahama Spas, and we carry Jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And looking over at, is that an actual swimming pool, like a demonstration swimming pool that you can jump in?
That is what we call a swim spa. One end is your hot tub based seating arrangement, and the remaining part is a swim against the current lap pool.
Mm.
So it serves as a dual purpose, but they are fantastic, and we have a number of different sizes available. The one we have on the showroom floor is a 16 foot.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we do offer wet testing should a customer want to try the product out before purchase.
Nice. And those swim spas, I've never been in one, but I've always wondered, is there enough of a current that you really do swim in place? You're not ever going to...
Yes, the one we have on the floor is a three-pump system, 15 total horsepower. So one 5-horsepower pump surfaces the spa side, and then we've got two 5-horsepower pumps that you would be swimming against. So it does provide a river-like current.
Oh, nice, nice. Mm-hmm. I understand that Leisure Depot has a number of events coming up. Talk about those for our listeners.
Yeah, we're very excited as we move in towards the Christmas season. Coming up on December 5th, we have our Very Eggy Christmas. We have a few Big Green Egg packages available that will be discounted down from its normal price. It's the one time of year where we are able and allowed to sell it at a discounted price by Big Green Egg, so we're excited about that. We'll be having live cooking demonstrations. We're going to be cooking up tons of different foods, so we invite the public to come down and take part in that, and certainly browse around the store, ask any questions that you might have with our friendly and knowledgeable staff, but certainly, obviously, come down and sample some food off the egg. From there, we are also participating again this year, and we're very excited to continue our run with this, but we're participating in the Mount Pleasant Christmas Day or Christmas Parade.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is Sunday, December 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was my first year participating with that, but it's a ton of fun. We hand out koozies. We hand out giveaways and promotional coupons for our customers to come in and take advantage of for the Christmas season. So those are the two big events that we have coming up in the immediate future. But as I indicated a little bit earlier, right now we are in our warehouse clearance sale. So we've got tremendous savings on patio sets, anywhere from 20 to 60% off. We've got spas up to $6,000 off. We've got great introductory pricing right now on our pergolas and fireplaces. We've got tremendous savings right now on outdoor kitchens. We've got great Big Green Egg packages also. And certainly our Radiant and Above Ground Pool packages also right now. Especially, you know, people tend to think right now is not the best time to buy a pool, but pool manufacturers realize that sentiment as well, and they provide us great, huge discounts at this time of year to push our remaining in-stock items.
Nice. And we're almost out of time, but I did want you to mention you write a blog about owning a Big Green Egg, right? Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So we have a blog on our shopleisuredepot.com website, and all of the sales staff write posts to that. One thing I've been continuing to do is a blog post about the time that I first purchased my Big Green Egg this summer. It was a big deal for me and my family. And things that I do and have learned cooking on it, how my family and I, everybody's got a part in doing something with it. I've got three children, 10, 7, and 5, and they all get excited when I come home. And what are we cooking on the egg tonight, Dad? And they love doing pizzas on the egg. And so in my posts, I've also shared some of the benefits of the egg, obviously, but also the Yeti cups and coolers. I've purchased a number of those, both for myself and for my wife. She's a teacher. And so what's nice about these Yeti cups is it keeps ice all day long. And since she's at school all day and doesn't have access to new ice, she can fill up her cup with water 7-8 times a day, and that ice is still as fresh as it was earlier that morning. So my blog posts are from sort of that first person ownership, but yet slash someone who does work at Leisure Depot and is knowledgeable with those products. So
that's great. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Leisure Depot.
Yeah. So you can obviously come down into the showroom at 8250 Dorchester Road. You can certainly give us a call at 843-552-7272. Our website is shopleisuredepot.com. But we're here from 9:30 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6 Saturdays, and 12 to 5 Sundays. So we're open every day. Someone is always here to take care of you, and we look forward to seeing everybody when they stop into the store.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Luke Frost with Leisure Depot, and thank you to Leisure Depot for hosting today's radio show. Thank you, Luke.
You're welcome.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot, located at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Mike Levingston with Stacks Nursery. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me today.
Sure. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Stacks Nursery.
Okay, so Stacks Nursery is a 3-acre wholesale and retail nursery and garden center up here on Dorchester Road in Somerville, about a quarter mile down from the intersection at Bacon's Bridge Road. We're open year-round, 7 days a week right now through the holidays, so we got a lot going on down there.
Good deal. We're not in growing season right now, are we?
It's not growing season, but it's definitely a great planting season as far as getting some of your larger material in the ground. If you've been waiting to put in that red maple or that tulip poplar or something in the front yard, now's a great time to do it.
I see. So trees are a good this is a good time of year to plant trees then?
Yeah, in the landscape trade, we would say that now's a great time to plant what you'd call a woody ornamental. Anything with a woody stem and a woody root to it, now's a great time. Being that we don't have a ground freeze that happens here in the Charleston area, you're safe to plant anytime. But now's a great time because you're not so worried about getting water down on them and worrying about the heat of the summer. Putting them in the fall kind of lets them get acclimated to their environment over the course of the cooler weather.
I see. Do you get more do-it-yourself homeowners that come to Stacks Nursery and Garden Center or pros?
We get a wide range. We definitely have a very strong, you know, professional clientele as far as landscapers and everything that we do, and we work really close with them to make sure that they're picking the right material and that we're getting good quality material even if we're not putting it in. We have a lot of do-it-yourself, you know, homeowners that want to do smaller projects. We also have a mix of homeowners that want to work with our construction division and let us do some of the heavy lifting, and then they can kind of take it from there. We stress the relationship because of the fact that these plants have time to grow and the garden develops over a certain amount of time. So we really try to generate and maintain relationships with our customers more than just get work done and sell them a product.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the construction division of Stacks Nursery and Garden Center.
So we have a full-service landscape construction division, everything from fully regenerated palm trees to pergolas and driveways, whatever, anything that can be built outside of the four walls of your home, we do, whether it's, you know, decks and patios, all that sort of thing, fences. So that's active as well year-round. We do a lot of sod installations and irrigation systems throughout the spring and the summer, and then a lot of times we'll sort of shift gears into more earth-moving and construction projects, and once the weather cools down and the rush of the plants and the grass is off.
So a homeowner could go to Stacks Nursery and Garden Center and buy the plants themselves to install themselves, or they could hire Stacks Nursery and Garden Center, and you folks could create a whole backyard makeover for them.
Absolutely. Whether it's rehabbing an existing home that you want a fresh look on, or whether it's a new construction home that you're starting with just bare ground, we got a solution for everything. We do consult and design services as well. So there's not anything really we can't handle as far as getting your backyard into the environment that you want to create for yourself.
Nice. That's great. What if you're talking to a homeowner and we have a lot of newcomers to the area and they say, we want native plants. We want, what plants would you recommend that must have plants that every homeowner here in Charleston should have?
Anybody that comes down to the Charleston area and is new to the South in general, I push the hydrangeas. There's nothing more impressive than a hydrangea in full bloom there sometime in, you know, early May. When it's really kicking in, they can handle the water that we have here. They don't mind having a little bit of wet feet, and the blooms make perfect cut flowers because hydrangeas actually prefer to be cut while they're blooming. So it's a perfect opportunity to have something in the house and something in the garden. Hydrangeas go a long way, especially here in the South.
That's great. One question that I think a lot of our listeners have is they can go to some of the big box stores and buy plants, visit their nurseries, and is there a difference in quality of the plants that a big box store is selling versus what they'll find at Stacks Nursery and Garden Center?
There absolutely is. Everything that we sell is locally grown here in the Southeast. From Virginia to Florida, it's grown in the same conditions as it's going to be planted. And a lot of the stuff in the box stores is contract grown out in California or somewhere in Texas. The conditions are different. The water's different. And it's just a mass-produced thing. So the plants don't get the individual care of the material that we would be bringing in and selling to the public here in Somerville in the Charleston area.
Gotcha. So the plants are that Stacks Nursery and Garden Center are selling, those plants originate here in the Southeast.
That's correct.
So they're used to the similar conditions to Charleston, heat, humidity, and high temperatures and so forth.
Correct, and they had a much shorter trip to get here. They didn't have to be in the back of a semi-container for 5 days driving across the country. That's one of the bigger things too, is just the ease of transport. You know, getting them here from Florida is a lot easier than getting them here from California. So there's a lot to be said for that. They're stressing the plants and everything else. They're going to stress in transport. So why stress them more by bringing them across the country when you could just get them from right down the road?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have any customers who they take a stab at making some improvements around the outside of their home themselves, and then ultimately come to Stack's Nursery and Garden Center and say, I need your help. I tried it myself. I invested a number of weekends and money, and I just can't seem to pull it all together.
Yeah, we definitely do. And a lot of times those homeowners, they have the best intentions. They've made a lot of good selections. They just needed a little bit of a guiding hand to kind of get them into that finished product of what their landscape could be. A number of times when we get into those situations, we don't necessarily have to replace the plants. We'll just use them somewhere different and reimagine what they already had in mind. And those homeowners are usually really fun to work with because they are invested. They are passionate about what's going on. They don't just want to be sold a product. They want to be involved in the process. And that's what we're looking for, is, again, someone to have that relationship with and not just make a sale to. But, yeah, that's one of the fun ones, is when you have somebody that's already involved and they already like plants and they know what they like, and you get to really kind of just carry them along and show them what can be done. It's pretty rewarding.
What are some common mistakes that you see homeowners coming to Stack's Nursery and Garden Center that they have made that you have to help them correct?
There's some questionable, material selections and things. People read into the tags that are there too much, and they're beholden to that little tag that's on the plant that says that it's going to get 8 foot tall, and they don't think that, well, you can manage it down to 4 foot and it'll be a nice shrub, that kind of thing. So there's some information that's kind of lost in translation. One of the biggest, I guess, faux pas, you'd say, is planting too close to the house. You got people that are just planting right on top of the foundation and really not using their space. Straight lines is another one. I grew up down here in the low country. I spent a lot of time in the woods, and I've never seen a straight line of trees in the woods. Nature just doesn't work that way. So you have to have that ability to get away from the ruler and get away from the drawing and just really create an organic environment that would naturally be there, just with different material. And that's one of the things there, is people get away from the grid and get more into just a more natural look.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Planting too close to the house. That's definitely one of those. This time of year, Stack's Nursery and Garden Center also sells Christmas trees. Talk about that a little bit.
So we have a very good relationship with the tree farm up in North Carolina. We get fresh-cut Fraser firs every week. And the way we're different here is that $10 of your Christmas tree purchase goes to a local charity, school, or otherwise of your choice. So you come in and you say you want your $10 to go to the kid's school. We got a whole binder that's up at the front when you check out. We sign it off, and then we cut checks at the end of the holiday season. Last year we gave away upwards of, I want to say, close to $5,000 or $6,000. I'm not privy to those books, but
yeah,
they do throw
impressive.
The numbers around.
$10 at a time.
Yeah, and we're shooting for 1,000 trees this year. We want to give away $10,000 back to the community and help out whoever it is that's in need. I know there's a lot of local charities that could definitely use the donation, but we leave where it goes up to the customer.
What advice would you have for someone who buys a Christmas tree, a live Christmas tree from Stack's Nursery and Garden Center, as far as keeping it fresh as it can be?
Well, one of the ways that we're different is that when you come to Stack's Nursery and you pick out your tree, you'll see that they're all in lines and everything else, but all of our trees that are on the sales floor are in stands in water. So we're the only place that I know of that keeps their trees watered 24 hours a day while they're out. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, is to get that thing back in the water as soon as you can. They'll continue to take up some water throughout the season. But especially when we're running the heaters, it's getting a little cooler outside. The air in the house gets a little drier, so you really got to make sure that you're just keeping the tree hydrated so it'll last throughout the holiday season.
You buy the tree at Stack's, you bring it home, and you put it in a tree stand. Before you put it in a tree stand, do you have to cut that a new layer off at the bottom of the trunk?
Most of our customers are local, so we'll take care of that for you before we leave. We'll make sure that you got a fresh cut on the bottom so that when you get it home, it's already been cleaned up, limbed up, and everything. It's ready to go in your stand. We got a stand we can sell you. You can bring your stand to us, and we'll go ahead and put your stand on for you.
Is there a time limit? By the time you make that cut, do you have to race home, or can it be a few hours before you put the tree in the stand and put it up?
You want to get it home pretty quick. If you get an hour or two, you want to stop and get a cup of coffee. You're going to stop and have a light dinner with the family. You'd be fine. I definitely wouldn't park it out front of the mall, and let it sit there for 4 or 5 hours. But yeah, we bale them up and everything, keep them all nice and tidy. But like I said, if you want to bring your stands, you can do that as well. But yeah, you got an hour or two.
Okay. What have I've heard over the years, like, you know, some people put sugar in the water in the tree stand. Do any of those little tricks work?
There is a product called Tree Life that seems to extend the life of the trees. I'm not a chemist, but as I understand it, it is mostly like a citric acid product, like a vitamin C. And that seems to help with some of the uptake of the tree. Again, it's a product. So, of course, it's something that we have, but I've seen it work.
Okay.
I've definitely done the apples to apples comparison and seen a tree last longer with the powder in the water. But yeah, there's all manner of things that I've heard too. Sprite, 7-Up, that kind of thing. I've heard a bunch of them. Yeah.
By the time we take our tree down after Christmas, it's like a fire hazard. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, it makes for a better Super Bowl bonfire that way too, when it gets nice and dried out. But I mean, a lot of it is just it really is just keeping the water in the tree and making sure that you had a fresh cut on it when you went in there.
Mm-hmm.
It can callus over pretty quick, especially if it's allowed to dry out for a couple hours. That sap at the bottom of that trunk can get pretty hard pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So not allowing it to dry out is sort of the thing. If you want to use one of the products, obviously they do work. You know, as far as what I've seen happen, but the main thing you want to do is you want to keep water on that tree. Split the duty with somebody, make a spreadsheet, whatever you got to do to keep it organized, but don't let it dry out, because that's kind of where it all goes downhill.
Mike, is there any other products that Stacks Nursery and Garden Center can help homeowners with around for Christmas time?
There is, actually. We hand make wreaths and we hand make garland. So we've been told that we've got the best garland in 3 states. I haven't been to those other 2 states to see it, but I can guarantee it's the best you're going to find around here. It's all handmade, hand-rolled, mantelpieces, any sort of holiday decorations that you could possibly think of. We get pretty crafty in the holidays. So you should definitely come down and take a look. Also follow us on Facebook. And a lot of times we'll post pictures of the wreaths, because all of them are different. Every one of them is unique. There's not a standard form. So definitely, you know, follow us on the social media and see what's out there. There's some pretty cool things that we're able to come up with.
Good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Stacks Nursery and Garden Center.
Okay, easiest way for just general information would be stacksnursery.com. You can call us also at 832-4769. That's here in Somerville. That's 832-GROW.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open 7 days a week. So you can stop by and see any of the garden specialists or myself down there. I'm usually there Monday through Friday. And we got a very well-educated, very well-trained staff that would love to help take care of you, get you all set up.
Awesome. Well, we have been talking with Mike Levingston with Stacks Nursery and Garden Center. Thanks, Mike.
Awesome.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot. And Leisure Depot is located at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Bonnie Aula with Fiber Seal of the Lowcountry. How are you doing, Bonnie?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Tim?
Good. Bonnie, take a moment and tell everybody about Fiber Seal of the Lowcountry.
Sometimes it's easier to tell you what we aren't, and that is we're not Scotchgard on steroids.
Okay.
We're a fabric protection service. Company's been around for 45 years, but we've only been in the Lowcountry about 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
We go into homes and clubs and hotel lobbies and any place where there are nice fabrics and rugs, and we apply a protective sealant to them, give the homeowner or the facilities manager a kit with really simple instructions for handling minor spots. But the reason people keep coming back to us is because if they do have a spot or a spill, they don't have to worry about it. They can just call us, and there's no charge for what we call emergency service calls. So we'll come as many times as they need us to work on those red wine stains from that great party the night before.
Gotcha. So Fiber Seal, you folks are able to help homeowners and also commercial establishments. Is it mostly with upholstered furniture?
What we call soft surfaces. We do a world of rugs. People spend so much money on rugs and upholstery, and sometimes we do draperies more for the protection so that they don't have to be dry cleaned very often. But yes, any soft surface, it extends even to fabric panels in an office cubicle. They get filthy and people don't realize it. So a lot of times they're appreciative for us to come in and make sure that that's kept clean as well.
You might buy a piece of furniture, and they tell you that it has some sort of a factory sealant on it to prevent spills. why is it, does the person that buys that sofa, do they also need FiberSeal?
Good question. Couple of answers to that. One, we're a service, remember, so they're still going to get spots and spills regardless of whether there's a treatment on there. A lot of times those treatments are put on to protect the piece during shipment without any intention of it being more long-lasting than that. So we do a lot of pieces that are brand new and have a treatment on them so that clients have that service available to them. You're still going to get spills.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, even with outdoor fabrics that, of course, are used more often in homes now than they ever were before, we have a quote from the creative director at Sunbrella, for example, saying even their products have to have a treatment reapplied every year or two. So we're a service. People say, well, is that going to void any warranty I have on this protection? And our answer is, well, take a good look at that warranty, because we get a lot of calls from people who say there really is nothing in there to give us protection. If we have a spill, there's an 800 number to call, and they'll tell us what we can try maybe from the grocery store. But there are so many exclusions that we've gained a lot of clients from referrals from, for example, furniture stores, mm-hmm. because their clients are disappointed. I'm not denigrating another service or a product, but we just approach things a little differently.
Mm-hmm. How long does the FiberSeal last?
We say 2 years if it's a part-time home, and we do a lot of those. We say a year for a home that's used daily. But the nice thing about it is, because this is a franchise, it's a license, I have the support of a large corporation behind me, but I don't have any quotas or requirements or rules I have to follow. And what I've found is, if we come back after a year and it's the sofa in the family room that everybody sits on every single night, the product has probably worn off and we need to retreat. But if it's in a dining room where it gets used 3 or 4 times a year, I'm not going to require people to have a treatment reapplied when it's not necessary if it hasn't worn off.
Mm-hmm.
So we can keep some flexibility there.
Talk about the process. Homeowner calls FiberSeal. Take it from there. What happens?
A lot of times people just have a vague idea what we do because their designers have said, you've got to do this. And they say, I'm calling because my designer told me to. Sometimes it's a neighbor who just has had a really good experience and has referred us. So we make sure that we're not repetitive in explaining the kind of service and what we do. We answer questions. If they like, we'll come to the home and do a consultation and a walkthrough and see what pieces they're concerned about, give them some advice, see what kinds of fabrics they have, and then give them a quote. And that way they have a sheet with the items listed by room, and they can decide what pieces to do. And they call us back. We schedule, usually within the week, we schedule a time for our technicians to come out and do the application. It takes probably 2 to 3 hours to dry, unless it's a really rainy day and the humidity prolongs that. But then they're good to go after that. We give them the product kit with the instructions. I staple one of our cards to it so that they have a spill. They don't have to remember who in the heck that woman was that they talked to 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they call us, and we'll schedule a time to come out and work on any spills or spots or stains. No charge.
Is it expensive? Is the FiberSeal service expensive?
One rule of thumb is that in most cases, clients find that it's less than what they paid in sales tax to buy the item.
Hmm.
And we like to think that we give you a lot better value for that than the state tax people. But just to give you an idea, normally a standard sofa for the initial protection and the product kit with refills if necessary and the emergency service calls will run about $235.
That's not bad.
No.
That's and if you look at that as part of the price you just paid for a sofa, and you want that sofa to last, not just last a long time, but to look great too.
Yeah, some clients just look at us as insurance, because if they've gone to the trouble of working with a designer or doing it on their own to lay out a room and have fabrics that blend nicely, if you have a stain that can't be removed on one piece of furniture, that's going to throw everything off, because a lot of times the fabric's been discontinued, it's a different dye lot, and so you're having to recover the whole piece.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. you've mentioned interior designers a few different times. Why do interior designers believe in FiberSeal so much? Why do they urge their clients, so many of their clients, to use the FiberSeal product service?
As the designer told me this morning when we were doing an installation, she said, "You take a lot of the headaches away from me after I've completed my work." She said, "Because if I've sold a beautiful piece of fabric to a client and for some reason the dog gets into that room and we have a major incident, and I'll leave it at that, then the client comes back to me and says, we really should have done something more durable here." And so we take over those headaches. The designer looks good because she's chosen fabrics and has a wider range to choose from than she would have been able to otherwise.
Does FiberSeal, does it affect the comfort level at all when you're lying on that sofa? Is it going to feel stiff as a board?
We call that the hand, which means the way the fabric feels in your hands. We've done everything from a young couple's first sofa from Rooms to Go to $70,000 Oriental rugs. And so we're very, very careful to make sure people understand that there is no change in the hand or the feel, primarily because this product binds to the individual fibers on the fabric rather than a coating on top.
Is the product safe for kids and pets and everybody?
Well, it's approved in California, so we'll start with that.
Yeah, they're pretty stringent, aren't they?
They are. We have a pediatric physician, a research physician, who is a great client of ours and has preschoolers, and she did a lot of homework. We do suggest that while we're actually putting the application in the room, that if a client is highly asthmatic, for example, that they stay out of the room for a few minutes. Some clients detect a slight odor. Others don't notice it at all. So it is non-carcinogenic. It's the basis of it is odorless mineral spirits. So it's a safe product to start with. And then, of course, there are additives, but they're all non-carcinogenic.
Nice. So a lot of people have got friends and family coming to visit for the holidays coming up. a lot. You don't want to treat your house like a museum. You want people to be able to enjoy themselves when they come to visit. FiberSeal can really help with that, because you won't have to worry about different kinds of spills, right? If you've got the grandkids coming.
This time of year, we get a lot of what I call frantic calls, in which the client says, "Oh my gosh, I have a brother-in-law who talks with his hands and drinks red wine, and I have grandchildren coming, and I really hate to tell them that certain rooms are off limits." So we love children, grandchildren, and pets, because they all keep us in business, besides the occasional husband who's casual when he eats in front of the sofa.
Mm-hmm. What's the I heard FiberSeal got a plug in Southern Living recently. Talk about that a little bit.
There was an article, I believe, in the October edition of Southern Living, in which the designer was talking about the renovation she did at the sorority house at SNU in Dallas, and she said she was talking about the fabrics that were used. It was about a $7 or $8 million renovation, and she was asked, "Well, gosh, with all these young girls and young women coming in and all the things that happened during the college years," she said, "how in the world do you keep these exquisite pieces looking pristine?" And the designer said, "All I can say is FiberSeal, FiberSeal, FiberSeal." So we were pleased to hear that. It was unsolicited. So I like to point that out to say, boy, if we can withstand the rigors of a sorority house, we're going to help a lot.
And is there any kind of retro active kind of fix that FiberSeal can help with? Somebody who didn't get FiberSeal and then has that red wine spilled on the carpet?
Well, first, we don't treat solely new furniture. We're happy to come in, and if there are some spots that are pre-existing on furniture, we'll do our best to remove those before we do the treatment, and we actually don't charge if it's minor spotting. If the sofa needs to be cleaned completely first, then we have a partnership with a couple of companies locally that we recommend, and then we come in right behind them to treat. But certainly we'd encourage people to give us a call if they have a mystery stain. our guys are so into this that they use pH strips sometimes to see what the pH is on a stain so that they know what product to use. So we'll do our best.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get a hold of FiberSeal of the Lowcountry?
Several easy ways. FiberSeal.com has a section called Locations, and you can find us that way. Or they can email me directly, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, at FiberSeal.com, or call me on my cell, 843-345-9966.
Okay, we've been speaking with Bonnie Aula with FiberSeal of the Lowcountry. Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Thanks, Tim. Happy holidays.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot, located at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Nate, take a moment and tell everybody about Schneider Tree Care.
Schneider Tree Care is a residential and commercial tree care company that focuses on long-term health care of trees from not only a pruning standpoint, but a health care aspect and disease and insect control.
Gotcha. So who needs Schneider Tree Care?
I would say anybody that has trees in their yard.
Young trees or mature trees?
Across the age spectrum. So newly implanted trees, there are needs that those trees have in order to set them up for long-term success. And then obviously the mature trees, as they get larger, we know that there are certain issues that come with them as they start to grow over the house, or deadwood becomes present, or roots start to show on the surface. There are things that they need as well. So we can start anywhere on the spectrum with the trees and the shrubs as well.
Gotcha. What about palm trees?
Palm trees, they do require a lot of care, even in their native environment, when we put them into an urban situation. And I consider urban anywhere where humans and trees are interacting. So just like with your typical hardwood or evergreen trees that are planted in a front yard or a backyard, we were concerned about nutrients in the soil. Are they getting the proper amount of what they need in order to grow and feed themselves? Then also the same insect pressures that are hitting shrubs and hardwood and evergreen trees are going after those palm trees.
Hmm. Is it expensive to have your trees serviced by Schneider Tree Care? Does it have to be done yearly or monthly, or how does that usually work?
It depends on the client and their budget. And so we're here to help them establish a health care plan that fits within their budget. So if that's we come out every month, we'll come out every month if that's in the budget. If it's a yearly visit, we'll do a yearly visit. If it's every 2 years, it really depends on what the level of care that they want and then also what their budget is.
What if you, you've got trees that are starting to obstruct your view, and here in the Lowcountry, people have lots of nice views of from your home. Should you just get out there and start cutting limbs to increase the view, or should you have a professional tree care company like Schneider Tree Care to come out and try to maybe thin it out a little bit so you can still have a nice tree but enjoy the view?
It's one of those things where you need to call a professional. But we're talking about views and pruning trees, and a lot of times those are the larger, more mature trees. You get into situations where you need to know where to make the proper cut on the tree. You need to understand the biology and the growth habits of that tree. You need to understand the pruning standards that we adhere to from the International Society of Arboriculture. And typically it's not a one-and-done kind of deal when you're pruning for a view. You need to do a little bit. We always say start small when we're working with our guys and our crews and working on that pruning standard with them, is start small and understand that it's a long-term solution. You're going to have to work at it. Because as trees grow and change and branches get longer, they grow in different directions, we've got to establish how we're going to have that tree grow so that view is unobstructed.
So we're going into the colder months now. Mm-hmm. What kinds of suggestions do you have for homeowners?
Right now, this time of year, there's a few suggestions that we have for folks. One is to go ahead and fertilize your trees. We want to come out and do an organic fertilization, because at this time of year, canopy growth stops. But root growth starts to become very vigorous. So we want to ensure that the roots are continuing to grow and they're continuing to mature and support the life that's above ground. The other one is we want to look at what overwintering insect pressure do you have on your property. So things like scales and some bugs, their eggs stay on the leaves over the wintertime. We can actually treat for those with a horticultural oil, or what we call a dormant oil, so that when spring comes, you don't have all these new insects emerging. We can reduce that pressure that you have. And then we'd also look at pruning the tree. We're coming into the winter months here in the Lowcountry, and I think we all know that typically that means some sort of ice storm. The past couple years, that's proven true. So we would say go ahead and have your trees pruned if you haven't yet this year, or it's been a couple years, to ensure that we get the dead wood out of the trees and we get any branches that are structurally weak out, so that when they do get loaded with ice, there's less likely of a chance of that tree failing.
Is this the best time of year to do that kind of pruning when in the colder months?
It is a good time to do that pruning. The leaves are off the tree. There's a little less debris. We can see into the canopy a little bit more. So we can. It's kind of like a different view. During the summertime, we've got the foliage. We can see what's going on there. Wintertime, we can really understand the structure of the tree.
You were talking about insects before. Can trees get termites?
Yes. And that is a huge issue that we have in Charleston, and in particular the Formosan termite, which is a cousin to the typical subterranean termite that we all know. The big difference that between the traditional subterranean termite and the Formosan termite is that the Formosan isn't tied to the ground. They can live aloft. They can build colonies and nests aloft. So we find them in trees, and they can actually fly. So they can go into the top of the tree and fly into a structure. So whereas we put the barrier around the base of the house, now we've got to have these termites that can fly into the house from above. And so there's actually, we can treat for those subterranean, those Formosan termites in the tree. We can ensure that we are handling those and taking care of that pest.
And I think I heard that if you do have termites in your house and they got there not through the mud tubes that come from the ground, they got there by flying in, and they're getting a water source from above. They don't need that water source from the ground. That your termite bond will not cover any damage to your house.
And that's something you want to take a look at your termite bond and ensure what that language says. But if there's ever any question, call your termite company. If you have questions about the trees, give us a call. We can come out and inspect the trees and see if they are there. Mm-hmm. And we look at it as we're a supplement to the termite company. Mm-hmm. We're there to partner with them to protect your investment.
Mm-hmm. What planning for 2016, for the new year, what would you suggest to homeowners?
Well, when you call an arborist out coming into the spring, beyond the pruning for deadwood and the ice, the overwintering insects and the fertilization, as we go into spring, that's when funguses start to appear as new leaves start to form. So if you've had fungal issues with your trees this past summer or years past, you want to go ahead and prep your budget, prep your time, and get with an arborist to set up those treatments as the trees start to put leaves on. Spring is also an important time to get the organic nutrients back in the soil to help with canopy growth. And then if you haven't pruned or you don't have a need to prune right now, it'd also be a time to look into the pruning aspect.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Schneider Tree Care?
Two great ways. The first, if you want to learn more about us, is to go to our website, schneidertree.com. If you want to call and set up an appointment, you can call us at 843-300-5200.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Nate Ball with Schneider Tree Care. Thanks so much, Nate.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Leisure Depot, located at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. How about you today?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure. Thank you, Tim. We are a custom cabinet manufacturer. We design, build, and install custom cabinetry. And so we are not just locked into ordering stuff from somebody at a certain size or what have you. We like to sit down with our clients, help walk them through the design and selection process, because there's a lot of things out there that they don't really tell you is available to help make your life a little easier, make your kitchen space more functional. And then, but we handle the process all the way start to finish. And that way you're assured as a client of the best result at the end of the day.
Gotcha. Why does somebody need custom cabinetry versus semi-custom or what's the other term, stock?
Stock cabinets. Yeah, those are good questions, and each one kind of has their niche. You know, if you're on a really tight budget and the dollar is the most important thing, then a factory cabinet's probably the one you reach for first. If you've got a little more flexibility and you want to get more usability out of the space, or maybe you have some long-term want it to last better, or even just take advantage of some of the newer things out there, moving in the direction of custom cabinetry, especially through us, of course, is your better option. And part of the reason I would say that in all sincerity is from a manufacturing point of view, we practice a lot of things called lean or theory of constraints manufacturing. And basically what that does is we're always looking as a team, as a company, we're always looking for ways to remove waste from our processes. And whether that's spending time looking for copy paper for the copier, and so instead we relocate it where it belongs, closest to it, instead of a closet on the other side of the office, just little things. And then out in the shop, I mean, there's just thousands of things that we do on a really almost a daily basis to try to improve things, you know, quit looking for things. A friend of mine, Paul Akers, out in Washington, says he looks to remove the struggle. And so as we're sitting down with clients to help them design their kitchen, I'm very interested, we're very interested to find out, how do you like to use your kitchen or whatever space we're creating, you know, whether it's a media room or whatever, but how do you like to use your space? And then really go about helping them design a space that is very functional, but very beautiful. And so we might look at maybe a new product, maybe somebody needs better access to an area, or they're like, no, I really like to be able to just turn around and put my dishes here. And so we put that in play, and we'll ask questions. What sort of flow do you like? Are you more of a baker? You know, do you tend to use your stove a lot? What are the appliances that, so we don't even have a, just, you know, a lot of basic kitchen design principles say you got to have a good work triangle. And there's some truth to that, but that's kind of a one-size-fits-all mentality as well. Somebody comes to me and says, you know, I like to process stuff this way. Then let's make a space that works for you, mm-hmm. so you aren't wasting time. I would gather our clients probably save 15 to 30 minutes every time they step into their kitchen over just having to be locked into something straight out of a factory or somebody else's opinion about something every time they step in the kitchen. So we're talking hours and hours and hours a year that they save because we spent time helping to design a space that's efficient for them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So it sounds like you really ask a lot of questions and really try to query your customers before you present them with any kind of a design.
That's so right, because, you know, everybody's got a budget, so it's not like we're working on an unlimited budget. You know, that happens once every 5 years or something. We stumble into a client like that. But even then, they're still conscious of the funds. But most people are on a budget, so we work hard to provide the best value based on what they're saying they want, what they need, what's available to them in that price range, how we can best utilize that. And so, yeah, we have a pretty extensive interview time, and that's just so that we can build what you want, what mm-hmm. they want, because it's not, we're not building our kitchen. We don't have a fixed product that we have to fit somebody into. So there's a lot of flexibility, and we help walk clients through that because it can be a little overwhelming too. And so we work hard to kind of narrow that down, help present the intelligent options based on what they communicate to us. and help them design a space that's best for them.
Are there different materials that you can choose if maybe you want to splurge in certain areas like the kitchen or master bath, but then pull back a little bit the cabinetry that might be going into a guest bedroom where
sure.
your kids' bathroom or something.
No, exactly. Right. And there's a lot of options. There's everything from very traditional options, just the type of finish you want to put on your cabinetry. You know, whether it's a simple paint or a simple stain process, to some fascia finishes that have a lot of steps in them, and how can we give you maybe a very similar look without so many steps, again saving you some of the investment there. Materials both for the doors, for the cabinet construction itself, the type of drawer systems. You're right, there's a very large palette, and but we kind of ferret out what we present those at the appropriate time as we're sitting down talking. We have a nice decision-making or boutique showroom that we'll sit down with our clients in, and they can usually touch most of the things we talk about, touch and see examples of. So they're like, oh, yeah, that would work, or, well, maybe not. And if it's something we need to make a custom sample up for, why, we have the capability to do that in a very short order. So what kind of
finishes are you finding homeowners asking for these days?
White.
Uh-huh.
gray is a pretty popular kind of second, if you will, but you know, white never goes out of style in Charleston, ever. It kind of ebbs and flows as whether it's at the top of the heap or not, but mm-hmm. White is definitely very, very strong right now. Just kind of a nice, just barely, not a brilliant white, but a clean, what I call a crisp white, or a kind of a frosty white, or I think, I forget, Ben Moore and Sherwin Williams each have different terms for the same color. But so white, grays, we're seeing, again, some nice furniture tones, some of your darker cherries and stuff like that as accents, or when we're trying to do furniture pieces, built-in stuff like that.
How about door styles?
Again, we're in the low country. There's a lot of popularity always for a very simple kind of shaker style, clean. The nice thing about that door in particular is you can really push it more of a modern direction, or transitional is how it's frequently referred to, or you can pull it back with the type of hardware or details that you do in the kitchen and give it a very traditional look that would look right in place downtown on the peninsula right out of the 1800s.
Excuse me. And with HWC Custom Cabinetry, soft closed drawers and soft closed doors for cabinets?
Those are always very popular options, but they're not required. And they do come with a little bit of a price tag depending on the application and what's going on. And we have good solid options that are outside of that. Again, you mentioned some kind of budget areas, secondary bathrooms, laundry room, garages, stuff like that. Frequently we use less expensive, but still some robust hardware.
Gotcha. And about how long does it the process take once they call HWC Custom Cabinetry?
That's a very interesting question. I was having that conversation with a designer on the way over here, and but it kind of varies to a large degree in the sense of how long is a process of making decisions. And that can be, you know, just a meeting or two sometimes, or sometimes it's several, as we have to spend more time maybe with some clients, helping them know what is going to work best, provide different options so they can make what they feel are the best selections for their project. But usually we've got a few weeks wrapped up in that, depending on the project size, and then 4 to 5 weeks is our current production schedule right now. Once all the decisions are made and we can go to production, it happens pretty quickly then.
And how can folks learn more about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
They can visit our website at hwccustomcabinetry.com, find out a little bit more about us, some photo galleries and that sort of thing. And they're also welcome to give us a call at 843-207-0750 and set up an appointment with myself or our designer to sit down in our showroom and help take a look at their project.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. I'm talking about a home.
talking about me and you and the things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.